Sports Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. It's Frisky Friday. Woo! I need to come up with some kind of like Frisky Friday theme music to bump in right there. It's like, it's Frisky Friday. I don't know, yeah. Something. Maybe maybe that secondary theme from The Price is Right, where it's just like all fast jazz, you know, like... I could do that. That would be fun, you know.
Yeah, yeah, like they're about to win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come on down. Everybody's really excited. In the studio, I have Brandy Winkleman from A-Hope. Go to A-Hope, the number 4SRC.com for information on how you can become a foster. You can volunteer or just straight up adopt. Fall face first into a foster fail and keep that beautiful kitten or puppy there in your home. Or just help them out. Foster, donate your time, volunteer. They need you. A-Hope, the number 4SRC.com. Animal Health Outreach Prevention Education. This is one thing that I love talking with you about is you're not just a service that provides loving foster homes for all of these furry friends, but you're also educating our community. Let's talk a little bit about that. Brandy, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah. No, thank you for having us. Mm-hmm. It's a big thing to our organization, and it should be, you know, to most organizations who take care of animals, to not only help the animals in need that are here now, but also to educate everyone else in order to not have to need so many rescues and shelters in the future. So we can kind of prevent that overpopulation from continuing to grow and the need for so much intake at local shelters and rescues. The animals end up living in rescues forever or dying in shelters and getting sick and such. So, education is a huge, huge, huge part of it. So,
yes. And if you heard that little meow on the air, what do you have here with us for show and tell? I know they can't see it on the radio, but you can hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's part of the speaking today. So he's actually here to speak, and then I'm just here to support him.
You're the guest.
Yeah, exactly. This is Harvey. Harvey is 12 days old. Harvey came to us as a little single kitten. He's purring like crazy right now. I don't know if you can hear it.
Turn the mic all the way up.
Let me see.
Oh, I can hear it. I've got headphones on, but maybe you can't in your car, but it's adorable.
He's looking at me. He's like smelling the micro. He's like, this is very nice.
Yeah.
This is very nice. Look at
he's eating the eating the mic screen. That's great.
Hey, yeah,
we need to get new ones anyway. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, his eyes aren't even open yet. It is definitely kitten season.
Yes, it is. We're in full swing, right?
Yes. Spring. Yeah. I mean, I swear it started early this year. It seems like it did. I mean, maybe we say that every year. I'm not really sure.
Right.
But yeah, it is definitely kitten season. People are contacting us constantly for taking in new kittens that they found. Mm-hmm. I mean, just to elaborate on that a little bit, kitten season is kind of, you know, it's Florida, so it's really just year round, honestly. When it's warm, that's whenever kittens are having babies. Mm-hmm. So usually around March and April is whenever we have the most kittens being born, and a lot of misconceptions on who needs to be rescued and who doesn't, and what places are available to take animals, and kind of spay neuter resources as well are, you know, all something that I think we need more education on. I know. What are you talking about?
And that's something we'll get into here in a little bit about the spay and neuter program and your new clinic.
Yes, absolutely.
So we'll definitely talk about that. We actually have an event we're going to be talking to you about today. It's a pop-up flea market. What other name did you use for it?
Yard sale. It's like a big yard sale. So it's got some really nice items that are going to be there. Mm-hmm. It's not like one of those regular, it's not a garage sale or just a one family household situation. It's lots of really nice items. Like I'm told there's going to be like a kayak there, a washer dryer. There was like a laser cutting machine there. I know. It's like really nice things that are going to be there. And all of the funds raised from this is going to go towards the clinic being built here in Milton. So it's tomorrow, April 20th from 9 to 3. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's at the St. Mary's Episcopal Church, which is on Oak Street in Milton. So, and if you go to our website, you can find it on there. And if you go to our Facebook page, you mm-hmm. can, you can find information on the, it's called the A-Hope Pop-Up Flea Market. There's an event created on Facebook as well. And if anybody, obviously, if they have any questions, they can message our Facebook page and get some information that way as well.
You know, it just occurred to me. Flea market. Fleas. Yeah. Man. I just got it. Yeah. So tomorrow, April 20th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Mary's in Milton, Florida on Oak Street, they're going to have a pop-up flea market or yard sale. It's going to be a fundraiser to benefit the construction of A-Hope's affordable spay and neuter clinic. I really cannot wait to talk about this. So this is, you know, like we said, an affordable spay or neuter clinic that is being built right now, right?
Correct. Yes. The metal has been delivered. Everything's on the property. So we're expecting that that building should be up by the end of the year, which is why we need such big funding right now and mm-hmm. sponsors, donors, things like that focused on the clinic, because this clinic is not only for here and now. Once again, we're working towards... I know, wow. Harvey. We're working towards the future. So prevention, education, that's all something that we work towards constantly. So once that clinic is here, you know, you hear people talking about, you know, mandatory spay-neuter laws or free services for spay-neuter. The only way that that's going to get done is if there are actually resources in the area to do that. And right now we just don't have that. And so this clinic will provide those type of resources.
We're getting texts in here. Jim said, A-Hope is an awesome organization.
Thanks, Jim.
Totally agree. Thank you, Jim. Let's talk about that a little bit. What sets A-Hope different, sets you apart from, let's say, an organization that is mainly a shelter?
So, that's the big confusing part, too. Mm-hmm. Trust us, when we went through insurance, they were like, what actually are you?
Right.
You're not a shelter. You're not a rescue, you know. Mm-hmm. So we are all-encompassing. Basically, we work with other organizations. We work with all the shelters. We work with all the rescues. We work with the vet offices. We work with everyone because we believe that saving animal lives is a team effort. And sometimes people tend to forget and get into their own heads about what the actual mission is, even though they only have one piece of that mission. And so our organization likes to bring people together from all of these different organizations that are all benefiting the same mission, and get them to see that we're working together, you know, and that they're not alone, and we need each other. So we love all of our organizations that we work with. We actually just had our biannual meeting for the Animal Life-Saving Leadership meeting, where we brought all the veterinarians, rescues, shelters together into one room, and we discussed topics. And just really got, we like to keep everybody on the same page and let everyone know that we're here, and that we're here for everyone. Everyone, that's one thing that I can say that all humans have in common. There's at least one animal that's touched them in their lives. And I mean, I don't know too many people that I could hand a puppy and or a kitten to that wouldn't smile whenever they held it.
Right.
I mean, it just seems like an impossible task.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe you're a fish person, and if I hand you a fishbowl, I don't really know. But, but that's one thing that does bring us all together, and animals provide us that unconditional love and support.
You can't cuddle with a goldfish. I've tried.
Yeah.
It doesn't go very well for
the
fish.
There's a fish called a cuttlefish, isn't there?
Yes, cuttlefish can be very, very dangerous if you eat the
cuddle
wrong
it.
Part of it. Yeah,
cuddle
so
it.
Just cuddle it. Don't try to eat it. I'm talking with Brandy Winkleman from A-Hope. Go to A-Hope, the number 4SRC.com. All of their beloved pets are with foster families in loving foster situations,
yes.
and they need your support today. We're going to talk more about the pop-up flea market tomorrow from 9 to 3. I got Brandy in the studio. If you have questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620. We'll be right back after this.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about two bills the governor signed yesterday. One about social service organizations to promote themselves to students in school and school chaplains if parents and school districts opt in. Also, some road projects got you up to speed on those. The Foley Beach Express being a freeway now that the state of Alabama has purchased it. And US 29 and I-10 going to undergo some reconstructive surgery and lane reduction starting next week to affect your drive. All of those podcasts you can listen to at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful, frisky Friday. We made it. We made it all the way through the week from Manic Monday through Hump Day Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday, and now it's Frisky Friday. And we're talking about AHOPE this morning. Go to AHOPE, the number 4SRC.com. Got a pop-up flea market happening tomorrow, April 20th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Mary's Episcopal Church on Oak Street in Milton. They're going to have home decor, equipment, furniture, kitchenware, toys, games, tools. There's going to be like some kind of laser. It's going to be cutting metal. I mean, it's going to be crazy. But yeah, I've got Brandy.
Nice stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I've got Brandy Winkleman in the studio. And what was the name of our little guy?
Harvey, yes.
All right, he is, how old is he?
12 days.
12 days. The eyes aren't even open yet.
Yes.
He is so cute. You'll hear him meowing throughout the segment here. like I said, go to AHOPE, the number 4SRC.com on ways that you can become a foster or you can volunteer your time or donate. They've got a clinic that's going up. It's a affordable spay and neuter clinic, and funds raised tomorrow during the pop-up flea market will go to benefit this construction. And this is great. It's going to help us control the pet population. Mm-hmm. And if you want to become a foster, let's talk about that. What are is fostering hard for somebody who's never done it? What can they expect if they want to become a foster parent?
So I think the hardest part of fostering is the emotional aspect. Mm. So fostering is, it's the most life-saving aspect of an organization. I mean, obviously outside of the funding, mm-hmm. To be able to take in animals, but without our foster parents, we wouldn't have the opportunity to even save those lives. And so, taking in the animals, being with them, being their lifeline for a few weeks and then having them go and get adopted. That's the emotional aspect that's hard. Mm-hmm. But everything else, AHOPE covers. So we provide 100% of everything, the housing, the food, not housing for the people, but for the animals.
Right.
We do all of the marketing. We don't take any of our animals to adoption events. We make it super, super, super easy because we understand that the animals that we take in, because we do specialize in neonate kittens, it is really, really tough. So we try to alleviate that emotional weight by making sure that you understand that's, you know, all you have to do is pour your love into that animal and and we'll take care of everything else. So if fostering's not hard, though, you just need time, though, because, like, Harvey eats every 3 hours on the dot. He stays in an incubator unless, of course, he's traveling like he is now. I know, don't you? And he has to have his belly rubbed after every meal. That's really difficult, you know. Yeah. So
I'm the same way, actually.
Yeah.
It's in my contract here at the station. I'm not going to tell you who on staff has to do that, but they're not. They weren't happy about it. 437-1620 if you have questions or comments for Brandy from A-Hope this morning. We've got this great event coming up tomorrow, the pop-up flea market from 9 to 3 at St. Mary's in Milton. They're going to have lots of great stuff that you can buy there. All proceeds are going to construction of A-Hope's affordable spay and neuter clinic. Where is this clinic going to be located? Where's the grounds for this?
It's at 6951 Pine Blossom Road in Milton. So it's, we actually own 25 acres up there, but this, where the clinic is going to be is already clear. They're already starting the construction on it, on just 4 acres of it. Mm. So, I mean, it's going up. So what we need now, we're really looking for supporters. Mm-hmm. We're really looking for volunteers. We have another volunteer orientation coming up next month. So if you get onboarded now, then you can be at orientation next month. And just we just really need help right now. It's in that cusp of transitioning from being all in-home volunteers and mm-hmm. working kind of, you know, as our one facility is just kind of a hub right now,
right,
to going to a full staff and a building actually on property that we own. And so it's like a big spot right now where we need help, because our board members and our long-term organization members are working on the future stuff, and we need volunteers to come in and really help us fill in the gaps for the current things going on right now. Because we're still doing our transports to Panama City every other week, where we take 50 to 60 animals. We're still, you know, doing adoptions. We're still taking in animals. We're still, there's lots of things still going on, but now we've got all these other bigger future things on our plate now too. Mm.
And if you're an organization, or maybe you just have a little bit of money burning a hole in your pocket and you've done well for yourself, then help our furry friends. Go to ahope4src.com. Go over to the donate tab and go down to 5,000 reasons to give. And this is a great way that we can help support this affordable spay and neuter clinic. You can become a monthly donor, or if you just have some stuff laying around that you can donate, they have a wish list. Chewy is involved with that, actually.
That wish list
Amazon
is a big deal right now with kittens. Yes.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So they need all kinds of stuff. You know, even things like dish soap and heating pads and
gas cards.
Yeah, catnip and, you know, all kinds of things. So definitely check out ahope4src.com. I got Brandy Winkleman in the studio this morning. We're talking about the pop-up flea market. It's going to be a fundraiser to benefit the construction of this new affordable spay neuter clinic, and that's going to be tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Mary's Episcopal Church. There's going to be some great stuff out there, so go check it out. 437-1620, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jake Walker. I'll be right back after this message.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Celebrate this weekend at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk for their 22nd annual Crawfish Festival. Enjoy live music all weekend long by Swampland Revival, The Springs, Horseshoe Kitty, and many more. The 5K gets started at 8 Saturday morning, then fireworks Saturday night, and you'll definitely want to sink your teeth into some hot, juicy crawfish and enjoy beach-famous daiquiris while watching the sunset. It's all this weekend at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. Find more online at BambooWillies.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. So happy to be here with you this morning. Thank you for joining me, talking to Brandy Winkleman from A-Hope. Go to A-Hope, the number 4SRC.com for information on ways you can become a foster parent for one of our furry friends. There's also a fundraiser coming up tomorrow to benefit construction of a new affordable spay and neuter clinic brought to you by A-Hope. And that's going to be the fundraiser is going to be tomorrow, April 20th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Milton. That's going to be on Oak Street. They're going to have lots of stuff out there, lots of really interesting items and stuff that you could really use. So get down there, buy something, and that will go to the construction of this great clinic. A-Hope is special because all of their animals are with foster families, and they're waiting for your love and support. If you don't have time or the space to foster an animal, you can donate. You can support A-Hope's mission today. Go to A-Hope, the number 4SRC.com. Brandy, let's talk about rats.
So last time I was here, I love rats.
Yeah, yeah.
Domesticated rats, indoor rats only, not wild rats. Please don't call us about wild rats.
Yes, no beach rats.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love them too, but that's not what we take in.
Right.
So, yeah. So we took in some rats from Manatee County, Florida last month, and two of them gave birth, not by our choice, but we have 20 new ones, all Dumbos. Please check out our website, ahopeforsrc.com/rats, and you can adopt a rat.
Yeah, go on Facebook, too, and see pictures and videos, and definitely follow them on all the social. And you're going to be on TikTok?
Yes, yes, we are on TikTok, and every Sunday we do a live at 2 p.m. Central.
All right. Brandy, thank you so much for what you do.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.